This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
CNN briefly had a streaming service, and then it didn't. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. It was supposed to bring CNN into a new era, but less than a month after the company launched its new streaming service, CNN Plus is already being shut down. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is here with the details. Kristen, can you first remind us what CNN Plus was supposed to become?
CNN Plus was going to be the news outlet's big jump into streaming. It spent nearly $100 million in development costs alone. Part of that went into recruiting big names like NPR's Audie Cornish, Fox's Chris Wallace, and Cook Allison Roman. And CNN assigned something like 500 employees to the platform.
That's such a big investment for it to all disappear. What happened?
Well, it turns out the platform was doomed from the start. CNN developed and launched CNN Plus before the company was taken over last week by Warner Brothers Discovery. Those executives say the platform's inability to show live breaking news was a big problem. They also hint at instead creating one platform for its multiple brands like Discovery Plus and HBO Max.
Was there any skepticism about whether the platform would actually succeed?
That's definitely top of mind after we learned earlier this week that the world's top streaming service, Netflix, is now losing subscribers. Nicole Sangari at Kantar says there are so many streaming services out there, and people are only willing to subscribe to so many.
And so the average numbers of paid subscriptions per household are also leveling off. But that doesn't mean that new strategies and new content couldn't tilt that.
Could CNN Plus have been one of those new strategies? She says it wasn't around long enough to find out.
Yeah. All right. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell yesterday gave us a glimpse of what the Fed might, slash probably will, do next month in its ongoing battle with inflation, raise interest rates 0.5%. Fed board members have actually been telegraphing this for months now. And yet, markets reacted with a sell-off. The Dow fell 1%, the S&P fell 1.5%, the NASDAQ fell 2%. I asked Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial, why was anyone surprised?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, at this stage, so many Fed officials are calling for 0.5%. It would have been odd if Powell ruled it out.
Mortgage rates, which are influenced by the interest rates that the Fed sets and treasuries, reached a 12-year high. Does this mean, you know, if the Fed keeps raising rates, they're going to get even higher?
I don't think so. And the reason is the way mortgage rates are set, they are set based on long-term treasury yields, not short-term. And those long-term treasury yields already reflect all of the tightening the Fed is expected to do, not just this year, but over the next couple of years. And at the moment, traders and economists are so pessimistic about inflation, so focused on inflation, I think they're missing some of the early warning signs of slowing economic activity.
All right. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you as always.
Thank you, Sabri.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. What with the price of airfare going up, you know what might be fun this summer? A road trip to a national park. Do you know what a lot of people are thinking? The exact same thing, which means you might need a reservation. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
The country's most popular national parks saw record numbers of visitors in 2021, which sometimes meant long lines of cars at the gates and crowded trails.
Not what folks are expecting when they want to come to a national park, expecting kind of those wide views and maybe solitude.
Cassidy Jones is with the National Parks Conservation Association. She says the timed entry reservation systems parks have been using to manage that overcrowding aren't going anywhere.
This is really kind of a new era.
The best way to avoid crowds is to opt for some of the park system's unsung gems, says Robert Manning. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Vermont's Park Studies Laboratory. Asked if he has any favorites.
I'm not sure I should spill the beans on that, but of course I do. Petrified Forest National Park in Arizona. It's a wonderfully diverse park.
And not nearly as crowded as the Grand Canyon, which is just a few hours away. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
China's financial hub, Shanghai, is entering its fourth week of a strict lockdown to contain the spread of COVID. Some companies, including Tesla, have started to get back up and running at their facilities. But those factories, those workers, are just a drop in the bucket, population-wise. For the majority of people, including Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak, they can't step past their front door, except for mandatory testing. Jennifer joins us now from Shanghai. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
So first, can you give us a sense of what COVID numbers are like there right now? How bad is it?
So the COVID numbers have been dropping in the last few days, but that still means about 18,000 cases per day. And it's not just those infected, but their contacts and their contacts' contacts. All of them get sent away to hospitals or isolation facilities, and some of them are less than sanitary conditions. The vast majority of cases have little to no symptoms.
People staying at home, like you, have had difficulty getting food supplies. Has that problem eased?
Somewhat. I mean, I still can't order from the usual e-commerce apps, but two things seem to work. One is group buying in my community, but sometimes at triple the usual price, and government handouts. But I don't really know what I'll be getting or when. So it's either I have too little vegetables or too much. And my case is the best case scenario. Some residents in poorer districts are left to fend for themselves.
Man, you know, this is at a time when the rest of the world is basically opening up. Why is China still doing lockdowns? And not just in Shanghai, you know, in dozens of other cities.
Well, officials say it's to prevent deaths. You know, the initial harsh lockdowns at the start of the pandemic was really successful for China. It not only kept the death rates low, but also kept cargo going. Somehow, officials didn't use this lead time in the last 2 years to vaccinate the most vulnerable population, the elderly. And Chinese vaccines, which are the only ones available here, are less effective. Generally, three shots are seen as ideal protection. And right now, only 38% of people over the age of 60 have boosters. And officials here acknowledge that that is far too low. So meantime, that means hundreds of millions of workers, students, and residents over the past 2 years are asked to make a lot of sacrifices during these lockdowns.
All right, Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak speaking to us from Shanghai. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.